Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omote and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm good. Can't complain. As these things go, we've got another album review for you again. And where are we taking it to this week? Looks like Zambia. And before we get into it, please do check out the website motomotomusic.com. If you visit the website, you'll find all the podcasts there. And also, top right-hand corner, there's a PayPal icon. Click that and make a donation. That's what keeps the lights on for this podcast.
The latest African album review is...
My first exposure to Young Verbal was part of the collective Zone Fam, where he found great success on the Zambian and African front. He has been at it with some singles over the years, but decided to bless us with a full-length solo project in 2020. Although Young Verbal released a double album, COVID Files and Forever Young, this review is only for one of them, COVID Files. Otherwise, it would end up being really, really long, so we'll see the other album another day, or at least the second half of the album another day. COVID Files has 15 tracks and it was released under Rovert Cartel Music. 15 collabos, 51 minute runtime, and multiple producer placements, including Rock Beats, J-Hun, THQ, and more. The album cover to COVID Files sees Young Verbal wearing a white face mask, looking dead set at us to go perfectly with the title of the album. He is here with a serious topic, just like being in a pandemic has been.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Hope has one of the cleanest snares I've heard in a while, and I like that. It's the intro to the album, and Young Verbal explains what the album is about and his thought process for the COVID Files. And he doesn't get too specific, but he kind of gives a little bit away. Track 2 is called Mbaku. I love that title. Mbaku is one of those songs, man. I mean, I got the chance to hear the song before release and I already knew we were in for something special with it. This song alone had so many punchlines and quotables, it left my jaw on the floor. Lines such as, "I'm King Solomon, David's son like a Harley," or "like opening an envelope, in this here, I'm top tier." Get it? Oh, man, bruh, I was like, what is this dude on? Great, great, great lyricism, and he just showcased something phenomenal on this track. One of his best lines ever when he was still part of Zone Fam was when he said, "I'm twice as fly like a connecting flight." I was like, bro. And that was on the song, I think it's called Gondolala. Yeah, that's the song. And from that moment on, I knew that I had to give him his respect as an MC. His pen game is lethal, and as you can see, he still has it. To me, Mbaku is a song where he shows off many of his skills. On Pusha Presa, Young Verbal says this song is dedicated to everyone going through something and you have to keep pushing and pressing because there's something bigger. I relate to this song a lot, having lost a few friends to suicide this year and years gone past, and we're all left with so many questions. This song is some form of therapy and a great song to share with a hip-hop loving friend who may be going through something right now. It's as real as a song can get, and I appreciate Young Verbal tackling such issues, such a real issue that affects all of us. It was great to get positive advice like saying, if you have to cry, even as a man, just do that. Sometimes you need to let it out. It doesn't make you weak, and besides the depth in the word, the production on this song is actually of a high level. It was a surprise to hear Young Verbal collaborate with Lanji, who's also a Zambian musician, and it was such a dope union. The song the two did is called Day and Night, and Lanji proved how much versatility she has. I'd never heard her on a hip-hop beat, but she really did justice to this one. Young Verbal keeps the theme of really going into the innermost core of life issues, tackling the long nights he put his mother through as an out-of-control teen and young adult. Deep, I tell you, deep. I do think looking at collabs on this body of work, the song Buena Fela featuring, I think it's DJ Lebaka, was a cut above the rest. The elements of the song really came together, and DJ Lebaka is quite a vocalist, and the song itself is a beauty. It's about a man sacrificing everything to marry the woman he loves, the woman of his dreams, because he knows she's worth it. He may not be the richest, but he will make sure the cows come home and her family will be held in high esteem.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Themes on COVID files are suicide, out-of-control youthfulness, failed relationships, drug dependency, Pan-Africanism, making the most of life, depression, fighting to see another day, love, success. There's so many themes and so many concepts on this body of work, which I absolutely loved because it was like doing a 360 on life, basically. The longest track on COVID files is 4 minutes 34 seconds, and the shortest one is 1 minute 19 seconds, being an interlude. So I think, you know, pretty general and average in that sense. It was great to see Young Verbal team up with fellow Zone Fam members Tim, formerly known as Thugger, and Dope G on the songs Chasing Forever and HBIC. It's always heartwarming to see these relationships grow even in different directions, but they're still brothers, you know? Young Verbal is really talented as a writer and a spitter. He has enough in his arsenal to keep you hooked on his music while using his lyrical dexterity as a springboard to even greater things. One thing that that sets him apart is his linguistic prowess in mixing languages from both Zambia and South Africa, as well as English in many of his raps. And I actually wanted to ask him this. I don't know, do we call him Zambian? Do we call him South African? Or Zambian South African, or South African Zambian? Tell us, bro. Tell us. Many times the fact that he mixes different languages like that leaves you asking yourself, what did he say? And marveling at that ability. I've always kind of looked at that the same way since his Zone Fam days. Having said that, COVID files is easier to understand because it is predominantly English, and that's likely a high percentage, maybe about 80%. So it will be easy to flow with, even if you don't speak those local languages. Naturally, I would say 15 collabs is a lot for 80 album. Sometimes one might even lean on saying it's a way to mask the deficiencies. However, this is not the case. Every single collab, even the interlude with Pilato, was perfectly placed, and there was a strong case for every one of them. Usually when you get another artist doing an interlude on an album, it's a shout out or something that has no significance to the project, but again, not with COVID files. And that was a pleasant surprise. I really liked that. The selection of who to collaborate with is one of the best I've seen ever. It was like every single collaboration was made for the particular song and the album. For me, listening to COVID files, I really felt like Young Verbal, you know what, like maybe the Young Verbal that I had in my mind as part of Zone Fam is a thing of the past, possibly. Very playful sort of character, you know, always chirpy and just maybe playing pranks or something. This is a whole new Young Verbal, and maybe the weight of COVID had him reflecting on life and its meaning. I don't know how long it took him to actually create this album, but this is just an assumption. Maybe he's taken time, especially maybe the downtime from the transition from being part of Zone Fam to being a full-on solo artist, and just questioning his purpose in life and looking for answers. And interestingly, as someone that found success in the industry so early on in his life, it comes as no surprise. Sometimes you just get to those crossroads where you're like, you know, I just need to evaluate and pick a direction and go in that way. Now, as the third hip-hop album from Zambia that I've reviewed this year, I thought I had heard the best two already, but it's hard not to throw this one in the hat as an album of the year. Maybe an album of the year for 2021, since it was released with only 3 weeks left in 2020, but it's an absolutely amazing album. I really took to the mixing and mastering on COVID Files. It was distinctly different and of a high quality, and maybe that's comparing to many other projects. You know, there was just something unique about it, but it reached a level of purity where I became one with the music. I had no choice but to truly listen. There was a great marriage between the actual music and the mixing and mastering to just really create that ambiance throughout the project.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I would say welcome to your latest No Skips album of 2020. I am highly impressed at the perspective changing ability COVID Files has as an album. Young Verbal easily redefined himself, and although I know making this project wasn't easy in many aspects, I'm convinced that everything about it was calculated down to a T, and you can tell. The attention to detail is quite there. My favorite songs on COVID Files are Wena Fela, Pusha Presa, Mbaku, I'm Sorry featuring Mike Lee, which is a psychedelic feeling type song. And I would put the song Trust Issues on the same level, which is also a favorite of mine. And Chasing Forever featuring Tim the Rapper. I highly recommend this album to the hip hop heads. It has the hallmarks of a classic, and if people really warm up to it, it'll be an album that will be talked about for years to come. And really, it takes many of us back to a place where hip-hop was not so gimmicky as it is now. Other than that, the insistence on being an intriguing and probing body of work is something I have to highlight. Do check out COVID Files by Young Verbal. It's available everywhere online. Stream it, buy it, and support the man. He's done great on this one, so you. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omotosan of Zimbabwe signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.